Next application is 11465, the application of Peggy Brockway Truitt, being north of Route 269 Clay Road, 0.2 miles east of Route 276 Shady Road, with a 911 address of 34053 Clay Road, Lewis, Delaware, with a tax map ID District 335, map 12.06, parcel number 63. Requesting a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirement. To be more specific, they are requesting a 9.4-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed porch, a 5.7-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback requirement for the dwelling addition and steps, a 1.9-foot variance from the required side yard setback requirement for a shed. On this application, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, no mail return.
Thank you, Mr. Hunt. Good evening, sir.
Hi. Should I go?
Yes, sir. Come on up here. Please go up and be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Thomas White, 19038 John J. Williams Highway, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I guess with this, I answered questions here, or she did too, with
okay.
me. That's like, I mean, it, that, the house will be more functional with this, and it will enhance the property too with it. It'd be safer with the entrance there on the front. See, she didn't inherit this property. It was her mother and father's, and she was raised there. Now, if you, I think you have a copy of the appraisal.
No.
Huh?
No?
I gave one to her.
Survey.
Survey.
I meant, I'm sorry.
Survey.
Survey. I a little bit. The survey. Well, that was her mother and father's property. And to your right side on that, that's her brother lives there now. I mean, lived there for years. Her father and mother gave him that piece of property. Well, they passed away, been passed away. And when they settled, two sisters and her brother, she bought the place from them, I mean, for the settlement of it. Well, her brother ended up having to give her land that her father gave her brother years ago.
Okay.
The, if you can see on the survey there, had to straighten it up on there. I mean, the place is only 75 foot wide. I mean, it goes deep. It even goes back into a swamp. But anyway, and so she got the place, and her mother and father, I guess it goes back, always wanted a porch on the front. Well, they didn't know they even couldn't put one on there without a variance back years ago. I think the place was built in the 40s. 40s or early 50s. And anyway, she'd like to, like I say, put a porch on the front of it there. And, I mean, it's got just a, how can I say, there's no neighbors that would go against it. This road, Clay Road, if anybody knows Clay Road, it starts at King's Highway and goes out, say, Savannah Road, how it goes on now. The houses go anywhere from maybe Mr. Miller, the one the other side of her brother, might be in 40 feet or 50, but then they go in the 30s. They go down, there's one house right there on the road, 10, 12 feet at the most. Couple more, 15, 17 feet in front of the house, but I mean, that's how they were, you know, before the anything went into effect. And, you know, it's hard to, I mean, unless you know the road, it's hard, it's, there's no way you could ever develop anything, I mean, there. It's just a lot, 75 foot, her brother's is 80. The neighbor next door, that's one of her cousins. It's 100 foot wide. I mean, they're all different. And how they were laid out, all I was told is by the surveyor. Doug.
Wingate National Park.
Wingate, Doug Wingate. He told me it was how it was all laid out, because some people thought they were straight. It goes on an angle. I mean, like a curve, the whole road does. And that's why all the lots are on an angle, not straight from the road in. It really was Manickle's place. Yeah, that's what it originally was. And, I mean, if it did anything, it would just make everything better. I mean, look better, the whole thing. And it would, I'd be safer. And two, for the entrance there of the place. And I know she would really, and it would even function, the whole place, better with a, I mean, you could say, yeah, she could put steps and a landing there. You know what I'm saying. But she'd love to have a porch right there, 6 foot wide. And I mean, I kid and all, but it's for her and her brother to sit on out there. I mean, that's the, but I mean, if anything, it would help. You can only do, I mean, so much there. And I mean, back then, I guess, from what I understand, you could build right up to the road back years ago. I mean, everything was grandfathered in when they. Mm-hmm. And tell you the truth, I didn't know it was a 40-foot setback. I thought it was 30 feet, but as a county, I found out. Right. Yeah. And so anyway, she'd like to get permission to build that porch on the front there. It's 6 foot by 12 foot.
6 foot by 12 foot?
Well, 12 foot long on the front of the house, the total of it. And the steps would be there. You know what I'm saying? That's the front door to go in the house. Okay. I mean, I'll try to answer anything anybody.
Well, we'll see, sir. Okay. We'll start. Are there any questions in from members of the board? We'll start down here with you, Mr. Workman.
No questions.
No questions. Okay. Mr. Goff?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
And Mr. Rick?
Can he move the shed?
Pardon?
Could you move the shed?
Can you move the shed?
The shed?
Yes, sir.
No, you can't move the shed, but that's why her brother sold her, not saw, he worked the property and she had to have it resurveyed by Doug. And does it show on yours now where it goes straight back?
Yep.
I mean, not through the shed.
The new shed.
Yeah, it doesn't go through the shed anymore. Her property.
You need a 1.9 variance, almost 2 feet.
I don't.
The shed.
It was been built there for. It was built there back.
When he created a new line, the shed should have been 5 feet from the property line.
Right.
So 3.1. Right. So we put in the advertisement to include the 1.9 foot.
Okay, I didn't. I'm glad you did, but I didn't. I'll be honest with you, I didn't realize it.
We picked it up.
If everything's okay, I appreciate that, because if you look at the original, it went right alongside.
Okay, so is it on pilings or is it on any kind of
it's on
concrete?
A block.
Foundation.
Okay.
It's on a block foundation.
The shed's on a block foundation?
Yep.
And the front deck, like you said, is just she would.
That deck on the right-hand side, like,
yeah,
it's going to tear it off. It's going to be gone.
So you don't need a variance there?
Not for that. If you're facing the house,
yeah,
there was a deck on the right-hand side.
Right.
Not going to have it.
Is that the one we're talking about, Mr. Lang? 5.7?
That would be the 5.7. Right. That's the side variance, the variance on the side.
So that means that that will no longer be needed?
The shed's going to stay, though. I mean, yeah.
But the side yard variance, you're not going to need now, that you're saying.
I'm not going to need it for that deck.
Okay.
That was a deck there.
All right.
But
now, not at this time, unless if she does someday want to do something, I'll come over to you. But I.
the survey does not show the corner of the house and the distance from the property line, so variance may be needed.
I get what you're saying, yeah. That's for the dwelling and the additional steps.
Well, you said there's no steps there at all. I mean, there's no landing there or no nothing?
There's no steps.
You're on the right-hand side of the house, that little...
Facing the property from Clay Road, right-hand side, there's a deck or a landing with steps.
Okay. Right here. Is that what you're...
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
That's going?
Going to go to what?
You're not going to need that.
No.
Okay, so eliminate
so,
that.
And so how far is the then how far is the corner of the house to the property line?
Yeah.
Perhaps a better question may be how wide is that deck or that landing?
That deck?
12 foot.
That are you on the front or the side now?
The one that we just looked at, the one on the side there that you say is going to be removed. Right. How wide is it from the edge of the house until the edge of that landing? Would you say it's greater than 5 feet?
Yes.
You say it's greater than 6 feet?
About six. I'm guessing it's six.
Eight. Okay.
Looks more like eight.
Is it eight?
No, I'm just, it looks more like eight. It's wider than the six.
All it was for her father and mother. Her brother lived next door.
Right.
And there had a door there, closing that door off there. Had a door so they could just come either way from each other's house. That's what it was. It really wasn't a deck to sit out on or...
Well, what we were trying to determine was what had been advertised for was a variance from the side yard setback for the dwelling and those steps.
Right.
If you remove those steps, there may not need to be a variance for the dwelling if the dwelling meets the distance from the side yard setback, which was
10 feet.
The survey does not indicate how wide that landing is.
Okay.
So we're trying to figure out how
dwelling
close
pre-existed.
But I'm not,
the deck
I guess,
off, be back to
does
where
this
was,
mean? It's
what,
going
that,
to what?
I was going to say, it's okay. Pre-existing. It,
the door even that was there, how her mother and father used to come out to go to the son, or the son would come in there to check on them, that's
okay.
Going away. It's not even going to be.
Okay, so if it's pre-existing, then we don't need that variance, okay?
Don't need a second one.
Right.
The difficulty was it was right on the line, and it expanded the property by the brother deeding off that little strip of land to try to correct the issues and didn't correct it enough to take care of the shed.
Okay.
That's
or the little deck that he's going to take off.
I'm going to take that off. So you're really looking at two variances, one for the front, 9.4 for the dwelling, and also for the shed, 1.9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got that clear. I have no other questions.
Mr. Shrupp, do you have any other?
No, I was just trying to clear that up.
Okay, boy.
I guess if none of the other board members have some questions, I wouldn't mind going over the standards with Mr. White. Do you have a copy of the standards?
No, I don't.
Granting a variance? Okay.
No.
Well, the standards are you must prove to this board that there is a uniqueness to the property, that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, that the need for the variance has not been created by the applicant.
No, it wasn't.
The variance will not be detrimental to the essential character of the neighborhood.
It will not.
And that it will not alter, that it will be the minimum variance necessary to afford relief. So can you go over those standards for us? How is it unique?
Pardon?
How is the property unique?
Well, it's only 75 foot wide. And how you come into it there, that's like two of them, they share the driveway, the house to the left, not our brother. I mean, it's just like that shed. That shed was there, was her father and her brother. I mean, they used it, you know what I'm saying, together, and it was built good. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't even know needed a variance for that. Nobody, you know, said anything to me. He said, because what was they saying? You could even do something. The real estate, Doug, extra block, or he said you don't even need to change the property line. All they have to do is have a some kind of agreement thing on that. And I mean, I'm just here. I didn't know, but I mean, that's why the brother gave the land there on that side.
Mr. White.
Yes.
You applied for this variance. Is that correct?
Yes, I did.
And when you applied for the variance, you signed a piece of paper that stated that you understood you needed to convince this board that you meet the standards for granting a variance. And that's what Mr. Sharp is asking you to do. Is okay. Now, would you like more time to prepare to do that? Or
I mean, I would.
If you need to address those standards and convince us, or else we can't approve the request.
I will.
Okay.
I mean.
Bud, he had answered all them questions for those from him. I thought he had said those necessary questions.
If the board feels they have, and they have. I hadn't heard. I
thought I answered some questions here a little while ago.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Maybe I didn't answer what I should. I mean, I
guess I was hearing answers about the shed. And not the porch.
Okay. The porch.
We've got two different variances here. Okay. One is an existing, existing structure.
I went over the porch with you. Right. I went over the porch. I mean, I didn't know. And the shed,
you answered the first question. The uniqueness of the property was 75 by 100. That's your answer to the uniqueness?
Well, it's only 75-foot frontage.
Right.
And, okay. And that would make it, by having this, would make it safer. That's what I was saying.
Okay, so that's your uniqueness. The next question.
But that has nothing to do with the front.
Has nothing to do with the front.
The width of the property has nothing to do with the front variance request.
Right.
Oh, okay, on that part, okay. Where that had something to do with it, I guess, was the shed for the width. Not the frontage, though. Not the frontage. I mean, it's only 75 foot wide. That's.
Could you use this property if you didn't have any of these variances?
Well, pardon?
What? Could you use, if you didn't have the porch on the front, could you use the property?
Well, you could use, but not as safe as it. You could do it with a porch on the front of it there.
Okay. So you don't have a door on the side now, so you need a door in the...
Well, the door on the side...
You're doing away with, right?
Yes, sir.
So you need a door in the front, so that's telling you that's why you, one of the reasons why you need
it. Yeah, I mean, you could have a side door even, but it wouldn't be as safe when you come up the driveway, how to come... to go into the front there. I mean, I'm just saying, you come up there and have a land, you're safe. It's just a lot safer to me.
Can you answer the question of, is this difficulty okay? Is not being created by you. In other words, you
haven't.
Why?
Well, I mean, there's no way it would created not to put something in there. The unsafeness of it. If I knew how to show it to you, some of how the grade is there in the driveway, like how you come in, it's just a lot safer if you come in the house in the front. I mean, there's a back door on the house, but that's nowhere near. I mean,
how would someone enter the house now?
You can enter.
If I were to drive up the driveway and park, how would I get into
there,
the house?
Right now, there's a side door. Okay, left side.
Okay.
Left side. The right
off
side.
Off of the driveway.
The right side's gone. Right, but that is not as good as what I think it'd be if she does it, how you would enter the front and go in. It just...
You're going away with the side doors. You got to have the front door so you can get
well,
to this.
Yeah.
The other side.
You could, in the back door...
Yeah.
But the back door... Now, on the left side... On the left side of the place, she wants a three-seasonal porch chair. You know what I'm talking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A three-seasonal porch chair. But that won't go right It's just...
Why is it necessary to have a porch on the front and not just a set of steps to access the house?
You could, but it would make it, my opinion, I don't know about anyone, to have a landing or a porch. The porch would be there if you could have a landing. That's why she'd like to have a porch there, 6 foot wide. But I think it makes it a lot...
Well, you said something about...
Safer.
You said something about having a place for two people to sit there, but well, now you're talking about an all-season porch on the side, so...
Well, that's completely... You know why? One reason she's having a porch she wants on the side there, three seasonal. Not this time of year. Well, I'm just saying.
It really doesn't have anything
this to do... This time of year...
It doesn't have anything to do with the variance, and no, I don't really want to know why.
Okay. But that there's a reason she wants that there.
That's fine, but... We're talking about a variance.
Is he closing this porch in? Are you closing this porch in the front?
Yes.
Okay.
I will. I'm going to put that and take the side deck, that one on the right, closing that off.
Well, we do that. But sir, you still haven't answered what the council had asked me. And then you've got five standards. You need to address those.
Too many.
Sir, number one is uniqueness. And I'm going to try to go through these one more time.
Okay,
the first question of that is the uniqueness. What is unique about your property? We've heard it 75 feet in the front, but what else is unique about this property? If you feel you need to prove to us or show to us what is unique about this.
Well, I'll tell you this, what Peggy said.
I'm asking you.
Okay, it'll make it more punctual.
Okay.
It'll make it more functional.
Okay, possibility of development. Can this property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without this variance? Can you do this without the variance?
Oh, no, I can't. I can't do that.
Why?
Because of the setback.
Okay.
I mean, I can't without, because of the setback, I couldn't put it on there without the variance. Okay. She couldn't have it that way. Every place on that road is just so different how they're built. I mean, they're, like I say, they come from 12 feet.
Mr. White, with all due respect, I don't think you quite understand what this board is asking you to do, okay? And what we're asking you to do is convince us that you meet these standards. I'm going to recommend that we give you more time to research it, maybe find out from legal counsel, whatever.
Could I show you what she wrote that?
Sir, okay. Mr. Mills is talking.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
I'm suggesting that that we give you more time to address these standards, whether it be from asking someone to help you, be it legal counsel or whomever. But you need to understand that you have to... We're not convinced that you meet the standards for granting a variance, okay? Okay.
Okay,
there's five standards. You need to convince us. I for one, am not convinced, and I think I speak for the majority of the board, that we're not convinced. Now, so in all fairness, I think probably the best thing for us to do is to give you a couple more weeks to find out how better to do that. Okay? Otherwise, it's more than likely we may not approve it tonight.
Well, okay. So what I sort of say here,
you might want to listen instead of saying something.
Okay.
I'm giving you a sporting chance here.
Okay.
Should I have somebody with me?
I would suggest talking to someone. Yes. I understand. That's what I'm trying to enable you to do. Be it consult, someone, an attorney, and I'm not suggesting that you go see an attorney, but someone that understands what your
requests are.
Yeah, what you need to do in regard to convincing us. Okay.
You know, when I was here, I mean, applying for this, because I asked out there what she needed, what to do. He says the thing you need to do is try to have an answer for these questions.
Right.
And that's what I said to...
Well, there's a sheet. When you sign, and Mr. Lang can get you another copy, but there's a sheet that you signed that said you understand that you need to convince this board that you meet those standards.
I do remember.
Okay. So you might want to just review that and figure that out. Okay.
He told me that day about these, and she answered every one of them. Tried to.
Okay.
Can I see what you have?
You have them? Yeah. That's what I kept saying. She tried to answer every question.
That's what we were talking about, sir. That's what we've been asking you.
And I was trying to ask a question.
As we went through.
I was trying to.
You got short answers on each one?
Yeah.
He's got them written out. I can't say they're right, but he's got answers.
Right. All right.
She wrote them out. She wrote them out. And she couldn't come tonight. She had a death in the family.
That's well, let's hear it. Let's hear your answer.
Let's hear what she read. That's what you got. Like, question Pardon? Number one, you read what's on the paper.
Okay.
That's what we need here. Number one, okay. You address it. The uniqueness. The words she wrote.
She said for number one, she said to make the house more functional and enhance the appearance of the place.
Continue.
Number two, she said, safer for entrance into front door with a porch or a landing. I mean, she was just saying something. And then the next one, she said, no, I can't because setback in front of house for the question that was here. On this. The next one, well, not the three yet. They're still on. She said, yes. To use front entrance safely. That's what she said on B. Then she says, no house was inherited on number three.
Okay.
I mean, I guess.
Right. You're.
Then
you're,
she went to number four.
Character of the neighborhood.
Pardon?
Character in the neighborhood.
Yeah. And then number four she went to, she said, yes, it will enhance the neighborhood. Yeah, I mean, this. Then B on that, no, because homes on the road have all different frontages, and God, they do, from 12 foot. And then C, she says, no, if anything, it will enhance. That was the answer to that one. Now, on this number five, she said yes for it to be functional. But, and then B, she said yes for more functional entrance. But number C was the same as A.
Right.
That's, she just put here, yes, same as A. Right. And that's, I wish she was here, but she couldn't make it tonight. I'm just saying that. I wish she was here and I wasn't here, but that—I mean, that's truth. But she had a family member die this morning. So.
Okay.
I'll
make a motion. Jeez, I can't. Okay. Then, are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. Sharp?
No further questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We leave case number 11465 open for our next regular meeting to give the applicant a chance to clarify and address all the standards for granting a variance, and if he needs help, that he brings that help with him.
Okay.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Mills that we leave case number 11465 open until our next regular meeting, which will be October the 20th, 2014, so the applicant can be better prepared to answer those questions, and if he does, to bring some help with him. Do you understand that motion, sir?
Do.
And again, and we're going forward, but we're trying to help you. The board is trying to help you.
I understand that.
All right,
I
so
do.
All those in favor of that motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Wigman?
Aye.
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway.
Okay.
So by vote of 5-0, Case number 11,465 will be left open again, sir, for that purpose.
Till October the 20th, come back.
That's our next regular meeting, sir.
And that's October 20th.
That is correct.
Did you say to bring something? I thought you said something. I couldn't hear it.
If you needed help, he said to bring that.
Bring some help.
Bring some help with you if you need a person or someone to help you, sir. Okay? Yes, sir.